37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call that's toll-free, 855-660-4261. We're here to help you, with your houseplants, with your outside shrubs, trees, annuals, perennials, your vegetable garden. So if you're having a problem, give us a call and we'll try and work together to solve those particular problems. This time of the year, we're doing a lot of work inside the house and just trying to keep our houseplants happy and healthy and growing. You're not going to get too much growth on your houseplants at this time of the year because of the length of the day and the intensity of the light. So don't get discouraged if you're not seeing a lot. It's just that time of the year, and plants are not doing what they should. They're resting. Just like some of your animals will hibernate for the winter, some of your plants will actually go dormant. Cactus, for example. They don't grow during the winter at all. They just kind of sit there. And no matter if you put the food to them and you give them the best growing conditions, they need a rest period. But anything that has green leaves, green foliage, you will get some occasional growth on them. And what you should be doing that would really help at this time of the year, I want you today to walk up to some of your house plants. Take a paper towel, wet it a little bit, and just rub one or two leaves with the paper towel. Or you can just take your finger and rub it on it. You'll be amazed at how much dust is on that foliage. It's just like your coffee table. Just like your dining room table. You have normal dust that's in the air that comes in every time the door opens. If you have forced hot air, a fireplace, a wood stove, you're going to get some ash or a little soot or something come into the house, dust. If it builds up on the leaf, it's blocking the amount of sun that the leaf receives so that it doesn't grow as well. So every now and then, sit in a comfortable chair, pull the plant up to you, and take a damp cloth. And what I use is Dove, a little bit of Dove soap on it. Wash them off, and they will shine. And because there's no dust, they can receive more of that sunlight that's not as strong, and they will grow a lot better. Also, at this time of the year, don't say, today is Sunday, it's time to water the plants. What I want you to do is take your index finger, push it into the soil, feel for moisture. You're better off a little bit dry than you are wet. And at this time of the year, when we have a lot of cloudy weather with storms, the plants are not growing as quickly and they're not using as much moisture. So just a few things. Fertilizer. When was the last time that you fed your houseplants? Do you remember? Why not do it today if you haven't done it for a while? And what you should do is this. During November, December, January, and February, if you were to feed them just once a month, they would be happy for the most part. But if you feed them today, turn the page of your calendar for February, and on that calendar, write on the exact same day, on February 22nd, fertilize your houseplants. And that will remind you to do it, and it really does make a big difference. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, do we have a caller?
Sure do.
And who do we have up first this hour?
We've got Scott from New Hampshire with a question about flowering quince.
Good morning, Scott. How can we help you with your quince?
Good morning, Paul. I have two flowering quince that are probably 15 years old or so. One of them is next to my house, next to my porch, and then it's bordered by a sidewalk, so it's kind of blocked on three sides. The other one's kind of out in the open. But the one by my porch, last year and the year before, has really started to sucker very badly and reach out towards, you know, the rest of my gardens. How can I stop that or prevent that from happening?
Well, you really can't prevent it, but what you can do is you can remove some of those suckers this spring to try and thin it out to encourage the energy to go to the stronger looking branches to make the plant bigger and bushier. Quince will always produce more blooms on the older growth rather than all of these suckers. So you don't want to take them all out, because with age, some of the older branches will stop. So I would remove 50% of the smallest, the youngest, the ones that seem to be the weakest looking, so that all the energy goes into the more mature branches, so that they're better able to branch and they're better able to make some flowers for you. Now, a day like today, I know it's cold, but what I would do is this. If you've got some good-sized flowering quince, go outside with your hand pruners and cut 3, 4, 5 branches of the mature ones, about 2 feet in height. Bring them inside, put them in a tall vase of water, and within 2 to 3 weeks, that quince will be in bloom. Forsythia, you prune it now, bring it inside the house in a vase of water, and your forsythia will be in bloom. Any fruit tree, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, or any flowering trees, even a magnolia, can be brought inside the house now. Put in a tall vase that's at least a foot in height or more, so that you've got a good 8 to 10 inches of water in the vase, and keep it warm, and it will bloom. Now, if you're cutting a magnolia branch, for example, and the branch is the size of your index finger, carefully lay the branch, the end where you made the cut, on your counter. Take a knife and try and split the branch in half. So you're going to cut right up the center about 3 to 4 inches. And then put it in the water. By you splitting up the center, more water can get into the plant faster. And I'll tell you, within 2 to 3 weeks, you will have your own flower show. But quince is one of the earliest blooming, and you can force it very easy. As a matter of fact, if you know where there are wild pussy willows growing, the snow's not too deep, go cut some wild pussy willows. Bring them home, put them in a vase of warm water, and within 2 weeks, the buds will break open. And when that soft, fluffy bud gets to the size that you want it, empty the vase of water, put it back into a dry vase, and they will dry and stay like that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And you will have the first pussy willows on your block. So there's a lot to do. Call us, 855-660-4261.
Fed the birds during the winter, it's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals, found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumblr for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumblr at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, illness could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. That's the number to call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Becky from Mass with a question about ferns.
Hey, Becky, good morning. How can we help you out with your ferns this morning?
Hi, Paul. I have a small fern. It's a jester's crown. I got it from a local grocery store, and ever since I got it, it's looks dilapidated. It just looks awful, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. What kind of heat do you have in your house, Becky?
I have hot water.
You have hot water. Okay. And what is the exposure that you're giving the fern right now? How much sun?
It's about 10 to 12 feet from a big window, my front window.
Okay. And moisture, how often are you watering it?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. What I want you to do is this. This time of the year, the sun is not as strong, and that fern can actually be put right in front of that window.
Okay.
And get the direct sun from now until April.
All right.
Okay. Something else. This time of the year, there's not very much humidity in our home. So if every day you just get a cheap plastic mister bottle and spray some water all over the foliage to help give it some additional humidity. And then moisture. What I want you to do is give it a good drink and feel the weight of that pot. Okay? And then when you walk by it, sometimes it will last 5 days. Sometimes it will last 2 weeks, depending on the amount of sunshine. Pick up the pot. See how heavy it feels. And that will tell you if you need to water. And if you're not sure, pull the plant right out of the pot and feel the root ball. The root ball of a fern is just like a big spider web, so it makes it difficult to push your finger in it. So just pull it right out of the pot, give it a good squeeze, and you'll be able to tell if you need moisture or not. But you can't say, you know, every Sunday or every other Sunday. It will depend on what the week has brought you as far as sunshine. So you may have to water it more often. But they do like sun from now until March, or even April. From now until April, they like to be misted. I would get some Miracle-Gro fertilizer and give them a good drink. It wouldn't hurt to feed them right now, because I'm sure that the supermarket where they came from did not feed them. And if you've had it for a month or so, you probably haven't fed it yet. So, you know, any kind of food that you have at home, give them a good feeding, mist the plant, give them more sunshine, spin the plant so that the side that faces the window today, next Sunday, faces inside the room. The other thing is, check to see if it's pot bound. Pull it out of the pot. And when you pull it out, if it's just solid roots, it could be that it needs to go into the next size container. So if it's in a 4-inch pot, move it to a 6. If it's in a 6, move it to an 8. So there's a lot of factors. The main thing is you're in a home with forced hot water, not heat. Ferns hate a house with forced hot air or being in a room with a wood stove because the humidity level is just about gone. Okay? So try that, and I know you will see a big, big difference in the quality of that fern. Don't give up. It will come back. Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about moss.
Hey, Mike, good morning. How can we help you with the garden today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about moss. I was walking around on my lawn the other day, and I see all spots on my lawn of moss taking over, like the lawn. I was wondering if there's something on the market that will get rid of the moss besides lime.
Well, there are a couple of things that you should do. The first thing is the moss is there because of either shade, or it's there because of clay. So if it's there because of clay in the soil, and what you need to do is to get something called garden gypsum. You can go to your local garden center, and garden gypsum comes as a liquid or it comes as a powder. The liquid garden gypsum works a lot faster. So go to your garden center, ask them for a liquid gypsum, and in March, when the frost is out of the ground and winter is over, you spray it all over the ground. It will break apart the clay particles to improve the drainage, and that will help to destroy the moss in your lawn. Okay, so that would be stage one. Once you've done that, you can buy a moss killer. And again, all of the garden centers will sell a product that you put down with a broadcast or a rotary spreader that will basically burn all of the foliage off your fern, killing it, but not hurting the grass at all. And then, if you look at your trees and their oaks, their maples, and their pines, then you need to make the soil sweeter. Now, you can buy powdered lime. Powdered lime used to be a dollar bag, and due to the freight and gasoline, it's now $3 and $4 a bag. And it takes up to 6 months to do the job. Well, Jonathan Green has a product that's a lime substitute called Magic Cal. And Magic Cal will treat 4,000 to 5,000 square feet of lawn, will give you results in 10 days. So one bag is equivalent to 5 to 10 bags of powdered lime and will really help to sweeten up that soil, and it will make a big, big difference. So, number one, check to see if you have clay. If you have clay, get some gypsum. Step two, get a moss killer, and you can buy it as a liquid or a powder that you would broadcast, and it will kill the moss that's there. And then use lime or a lime substitute like Magic Cal to change the acidity, and that will discourage and prevent the moss from living in your lawn. Okay? So there's a few things that you can do that will really do a good job and help to keep your lawn just grass. And of course, the weeds. The weeds always come in, and there's not much you can do about that. Thank you. Great phone call and a great question. I appreciate it. Tom, who's up next? We have open lines. The number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will help you to have a better looking yard. Now, when you're using the Magic Cal in your yard, you're going to put it on the moss, and it will help to make the soil sweeter. Now, if you have any flowering plants, even plants that are so-called acid-loving, excuse me, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, these are so-called acid-loving, but they really are acid-preferring. If the soil becomes too acidic, they won't flower. So maybe a good idea to put some lime around those plants. Also, any trees that you have, if you have a dogwood and the dogwood is not covered with flower buds, it's because your soil is too acid. Put some lime in that area, not just around the tree, but go out 10, 12 feet in the circle. Put the lime or the Magic Cal, and that will help to neutralize the soil so that the plant can pick up the phosphorus in the ground and use it to make the flower buds. Magnolias, the same way. So any flowering plant that you have, if they're not blooming like you want them to, use Magical or Lime and do it this spring, and then do it again in August or early September, because all of your plants that make buds make them June, July, August, September, and October. So treat it twice for the best results. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from Cape Cod with a question about paper whites.
Hey, Sue, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, it's kind of snowy down here.
I guess so. You got, what, 8-10 inches of snow?
Yeah, we got hit. Paul, I was wondering, a couple weeks ago you spoke about you could make paper whites rebloom one time, and I was wondering, did I hear that right?
They won't rebloom as a indoor plant, but
okay.
This is what you do. Okay. When your paper whites are done flowering, remove the flower from the plant. And I know they're all floppy and everything else, but tie them up with a piece of string or yarn.
Yep.
And start growing, start putting a liquid fertilizer in the water. Okay, so that they can pull up that nutrition from there.
Yep.
Keep them in the sunny window,
yep,
and the foliage will begin to make energy. And then this you should do for about 6 weeks.
Yep.
After 6 weeks, put them in your basement. Let the leaves begin to go dormant. They'll turn yellow, then they'll turn brown. Cut them off. And then in April, plant them in your garden, and they will rebloom just like any other daffodil. A paper white is a daffodil,
yes,
that they have been able to fool into blooming in your home ahead of schedule, and it has the ability to do this in just plain water. But if you allow them to grow for 6 weeks, put a little bit of liquid fertilizer in, and then plant them, and when you do plant them, put some compost around the bulb, some animal manure of some kind, and they will develop, they will continue to grow, and they will bloom the following year at their normal time in late April or May. That way you get them bloom over and over and over. Most people, when they're done, they throw them away, but they will rebloom. Easter lilies have been forced to bloom for Easter. So when you get done with your Easter lily, remove all the flowers, keep it growing, and then when the weather gets safe to plant outside, take that Easter lily, plant it about 3 inches deeper than the top of the soil in the pot, and the following year, that Easter lily will bloom during June, absolutely beautiful, which is normal flowering time in nature. It's just that through hybridizing the plant, they were able to force it into blooming for a specific holiday. But if it's planted in the garden, it will bloom at its normal time. Great question. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Eleanor from New Hampshire with a question about her vegetable garden.
Eleanor, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's so nice to talk to you. I listen to you every Sunday, faithfully.
Thank you.
Paul, I have two questions, lovey. Number one is, because you're so clever at utilizing things, you've talked so many times about you know, I have a pellet stove. I'm a senior citizen, so, you know, I have my limitations of what I can do. But I have these big pots of all that wonderful ash that you said using it outside on my lawn or anywhere is a natural line. My second question is that I have a neighbor who's an experienced vegetable garden person. You know, he's gardened for years and does well. He cannot grow corn. It's the only crop he cannot grow, and he's never figured it out. And I said, I'm going to get a hold of Paul because I know he'll have an answer. And I, there must be something missing in his soil. He said it will grow, but the corn never really happens.
Okay, I will tell you a secret. Now, on that wood ash from that pellet stove, if you fill a 5-gallon bucket of that wood ash, it will be equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. It will treat 1,000 square foot of vegetable garden. Give it to your neighbor. Have him spread it in the garden. Now, one of the things that's missing, and I learned this a long, long time ago at school. I took some courses in fruit and vegetable. And one of the things that came up was if your corn doesn't have the dark, dark color and is not producing, one of the problems that's missing in your soil is borax. Now, where do you buy borax? You go to the supermarket and you buy a box of 20 mule team borax. You have him plant his garden, sprinkle the borax in the area where the corn is, cultivate, and...
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever made compost in a backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Christy from Cape Cod with a question about Mandevilla.
Hey, Christy, good morning. How can we help you with your Mandevilla this morning?
I bought a Mandevilla vine from my local nursery last summer. It's nice and green, brought it home, repotted it, staked it up on a nice trellis. It did great all summer. Nice green vines grew real tall. I got not one single flower on that plant. Now, I kept it, and I put it in my plant room that I have to overwinter it, and it still has leaves. And I'm wondering, you know, why maybe it didn't get any flowers, and if I can keep it going through the winter, that maybe next spring and summer it will flower for me.
Okay. How much sun was it getting where you kept the plant?
Well, it was out on my, like, a farmer's porch, so, I mean, it would get the morning sun. You know, it had, like, a full sun in the morning, and then probably, you know, semi-shaded throughout the afternoon.
Okay. Diplodemia and the Mandevilla are plants that really need to have that full direct sun on the foliage to flower. So I think that is probably your main problem.
Okay.
You can keep it during the winter. What I would do, if it's starting to get to be too tall because the light's not as strong, it may be stretching a little bit. But anyways, between now and when you put it outside in May, cut it back by a third to 50%. Okay? And then what I want you to do is, in your container, put some Osmocote in it. Put it at double the recommended rate. you really can't burn with Arthrocoat, and then put it out in the full hot sun. Mandevilla and Diplodemia are one of my favorite plants, and it's something that I found in Florida many, many years ago, and we never had any in New England where I live, and I started talking about it, and before long we were getting them up here. So, but they want full hot sun all day long. They love to be fed. And if you can keep it in a room with lots of sun on it, there's a very, very good chance that that mandevilla will survive the winter. And then when you cut it back, feed it, and put it out in the sun, it will bloom for you next year. But again, lots and lots and lots of sun. That's the secret. And it also loves heat. Remember, this is a plant that was developed in Florida. So you get days 80, 90 degrees. So the warmer and the sunnier it is, the better the plants are going to do. Good luck, and let us know how you make out with it. But that should help you out. I think we got time for one more question, Tom. Okay. What we would like to do is this. Oh, okay. Who do we have up?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. How can we help you with the garden today?
Yeah, well, you can help me. I wanted to know about those carpet roses, where you could get them. I live up near Bangor.
I'll tell you what the best thing for you to do is, if you go on their website, they will have a dealer locator. So just type in carpet rose. Let me see here. You want the website is Floral Carpet, Flower Carpet, F-L-O-W-E-R, Carpet, C-A-R-P-E-T.com, flowercarpet.com, and they should have a locator that would tell you where to find it. And if you go to the nurseries at this time of the year and ask, they can get it for you because they're still placing orders. And what's nice about this floral carpet rose, there are 6 wholesale growers of this plant in New England. They're grown locally so that they will